Well, Detroit Tigers baseball fans, you know, as we're coming off a weekend of a lot of things happening in the world of sports, but with the All-Star break upon us, and for all intents and purposes, give or take a game or two, depending on the teams you're following, you're at the halfway point of the Major League season. Yesterday also happened to be the first day of the Major League Baseball draft, so perhaps since the current Tigers aren't much to talk about, maybe we should just talk about the future. I don't know.
I think people are tired of talking about the future. That's
the problem.
I think that is the problem. Everybody has been promised a lot here, and it has not happened. And I saw that columnist Bob Wojnarowski out of the Detroit News. I think he's echoing what many fans are saying, is that this has to be Alavia's, the general manager of the Tigers, his last draft and his last season.
Which is interesting, because I'm reading the strange juxtaposition of people crediting Al with actually drafting some pretty positive players.
Uh-huh.
A couple which have turned out, a couple who have not. In fact, yesterday even, he got credit for being able to grab Jace Young.
Uh-huh.
And yet...
Right. I think the problem is that you're in year seven of a rebuild.
Yeah.
That's the problem, is that other fans are seeing that the rebuilds are happening faster than other organizations, and this team is, 18 games?
Oh.
18 games below 500. I don't think this is what... I'm putting this season up there, Charlie. I know you want to talk about the future and I'm putting this down as dismal as the 2003 and those 1996 years. I will put that down as some of the worst Tigers seasons I've witnessed in my lifetime.
It's unfortunately headed that way.
Yeah,
it really is, for any number of different reasons. We can talk about the numerous injuries. I mean,
that's true.
Been a part of it. And what was it, Friday or Saturday? We hear that Fajardo and Funkhauser are both now on more long-term...
Yes. long-term injuries.
Hey, man, yeah. Our pitching alone.
Right.
It's been crazy.
It
but
is.
Having said that, again, it's just, because this was supposed to be the year...
It was.
Playoff contenders, some said yes, but at least you're thinking 500 or better
for
the first time in several years.
Mm-hmm.
It just hasn't turned out that way from a slow start. Had a little bit of a pickup for a little while in May, for a couple of weeks.
And then they losing eight of their last nine, and then Saturday, 10-0.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the other thing. It's that they're just not – I don't feel like they're playing competitive baseball. And they're not even putting out a competitive lineup. And when you have to have – who keeps on coming in, right? I'm drawing a blank. Who keeps on having a pitch for them?
Oh, Castro.
Thank you. Harold Castro has to come in and pitch for them. I'm sorry. That's an indictment on the organization.
And we know that Spencer Torkelson was sent down to AAA. That's no surprise.
No, they probably should have sent him back down in May. I think that was way too long in waiting. They just, I don't know what they were hoping, what they were going to get, but he looks lost at the plate.
We think their hope was that when Riley Green came back, they thought maybe that Green-Torkelson combination that was so successful in spring training, maybe that would be the spark.
Maybe.
They love him defensively, and he has been very quality defensively, but he's just not squaring up the ball. And hey, Jason Hinch at least says, hey, look, could be 10 days, could be 2 weeks, could be a month. Whatever it takes, let's get you sent down, get your head screwed on straight.
Right.
So, there are frustrations heading into the All-Star break.
Anyway.
The future, what that may or may not be, yesterday was rounds one and two of the draft, and the Tigers got Jace Young, who is the brother, by the way, of another major league prospect, Josh Young, who's actually in AAA in Texas doing very well.
Mm-hmm.
Jace Young is a second baseman out of Texas Tech, and by all intents and purposes, high marks across the board. That's what you have as a draft pick. What's he going to be?
Right.
Well, in 3 or 4 years, we'll be talking.
We'll know.
We'll know.
We'll start to get an idea, at least.
It was an interesting, I saw this comment, and I had to look this up, because I saw it described as an unorthodox batting stance.
Is that like Cecil Cooper? Or what was it?
Well, not quite that, but you don't remember how Cecil used to hold his bat? In fact, there are comparisons actually made to Mickey Tettleton.
I remember old Mickey, yes.
Where his bat's kind of flat. It's not his stance overall, but it's the way he's holding his bat. You can get the highlight right here.
Yeah.
There you go. You see his,
this
hand here is kind of gripping the bat a little, it's kind of bent a little weird.
Right.
So,
hands are far apart, too.
Yeah, I mean, but when he swings, he's got proper contact, he's hitting the ball.
As long as you hit the ball, it doesn't matter how you look.
Exactly right. I've learned that, from years of trying to coach kids, and it's very realizing, I don't care how you're standing, I don't care how the bat's being held, because they all see the Major League Baseball players who all stand However,
right.
when it comes to making contact, you can pretty much guarantee they all look pretty much the same.
Right.
I've got pictures of evidence. I use. See, I don't care how they start; it's how they finish, and it's pretty standard. So,
yeah.
We'll see. And then we also got a shortstop, Peyton Graham out of Oklahoma.
Right.
So we'll see. He's a 6'3 shortstop. So we'll see if that pans out in the future, too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
We won't know him for a few years.
For a few years. It's 2022. Could they fast-track themselves if they're successful, I suppose? And could they be those players that we hope and never turn out the way we wish? That's always a possibility, too.
Yeah.
That's what the draft is all about.
Still don't understand how the batting coach, Cole Blah, I think is his name, or Cole Blah, still has his job.
You wonder if...
I don't understand at all.
If Avila goes, do others follow?
I think AJ Hinch would follow.
Maybe we'll find out.
Yeah.
Tigers weren't the only thing that were going on this past weekend. We should probably make mention of the British Open.
Oh, yeah, Cam Smith.
That was unreal.
Yeah, it sure was. Coming from behind.
I heard some of the highlights. Did I hear he reeled off like five straight birdies at one point?
On the back nine.
On the back nine.
He also had three, I think, or two or three on the front nine.
Yeah, he did.
Because he had that round of 64.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right, yeah.
He was hot.
That's a way to close out a major.
He was clutch, whereas Rory, I'll tell you what, Rory McIlroy, he played a nice round. He really did, and he didn't make any big mistakes, but he could not make a putt.
Did you see how he would leave it 1 inch from the cup?
Yes, yeah.
He'd be right on line. It'd be just perfect, and more than once he did that, and you just shake your head and think, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's just...
It should have had another Wheatie for breakfast.
Something, yeah. He just could not get one to fall, and I think of some of his losses here last 5 or 6 years, I think this one is going to be the one that stings the most for him here for a while. Because he had it. But give Cam Smith credit, and in fact, give him credit because he's had a really good summer. He almost won the PGA Championship. He was just one shot off.
And the guy who came in and jumped to Rory and ended up in number two, Cameron Young.
Young, yep.
He's a rising star, and he had an eagle at the tail end to jump over Rory.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Some of the youngsters making themselves known.
Oh yeah. Yep. So no, that was very entertaining. Oh, and I was the British Open next to the Masters, always my favorite.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I always love that.
Just the way it looks. Yep. The way the course
just kind of different.
It's just so different.
Yep.
I guess you guys don't play a lot of golf because if I had to play with those pot bunkers, no way I'd be getting out of there. I'd be doing what some hitting sideways or backwards to get out of that bunker.
Yeah.
You know the key to that is. Don't go in the bunker.
And they were doing that. A lot of the pros were avoiding or hitting the opposite side of the fairway to avoid those bunkers.
Yeah, they wanted to hit in the long grass rather than have to
take the hazard out of play. 6:50 on WSGW. A little baseball, a little golf. Other things going on, too, but those were some of the highlights. More on a Tiger situation, some of the lowlights.